previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Government is putting the final touches to a package that aims to shield businesses against the fallout from punitive US trade tariffs. Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau has confirmed the package would be presented to Cabinet tomorrow. South Africa is facing 30% tariffs, the highest in sub-Saharan Africa, and Trade Department Director General Simpiwe Hamilton reports that some 30,000 jobs would be affected. Not too many more details available at this stage. We know a support desk is going to be set up. Also, some financial assistance will become available, but no idea how much at this stage. We also understand that changes to competition rules are in the pipeline. Among those, a block exemption that would allow exporters to collaborate. Tau says a market diversification drive is already bearing fruit. Exporters, he says, are making significant inroads into new high-growth markets across Asia and the Middle East, including the UAE, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia. On the equities side, the JSE closed last evening with the All Share up 1.6%, the Top 40 up 1.8%. Leading the way, gold miners with Gold Fields up 8.7% on an announcement that it expects interim headline earnings per share to be up more than 200% on the rising gold price. Gold Fields has more than doubled in price so far this year. Anglo Gold Ashanti up 6.4%. London's FTSE up 0.7%. In New York, the Dow up 1.3%. S&P 500 up 1.5%. The Nasdaq up 2%. Tokyo this morning up 0.6%. Hong Kong up 0.2%. Sydney up a full 1%. The US dollar sits at 1.16 to the euro. The rand slightly firmer, 17.94 to the dollar, 20.74 to the euro, 23.83 to sterling. Gold at 3,373. Platinum, 13.26. Bitcoin just under 114,300. Brent crude oil just on $68.60 a barrel. And finally, how do you keep your CEO from developing itchy feet? Well, if his name is Elon Musk and you are Tesla, you award him $30 billion in stock. It's a massive payout, meant to keep the billionaire's attention on the electric car maker, and it will vest if he stays at Tesla for another 2 years. In fairness, it's a potential replacement for another gigantic award, which has been overturned by a court in the state of Delaware. But it does underscore the value put by the Tesla board on keeping Musk focused. If the original award goes through on appeal in Delaware, this one will drop away. Worth noting, though, that according to a Reuters exclusive, Tesla's brand loyalty has plunged since Musk endorsed Donald Trump last year and became, at least for a while, Trump's chief hatchet man in the new administration.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.